In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Good morning, brothers and sisters, on this Sunday of the Publican and the Pharisee. And actually today begins this whole cycle of what we call the Lenten Triodion, which is the whole cycle of the four Sundays before Great Lent begins, and then Great Lent, and throughout Holy Week, and then leading up to Pascha. So it's really the starting point today of our journey to Pascha. As Bishop Callistos Ware says, the theme of today's Gospel and the next two Sundays is repentance, and repentance is the door through which we can enter Great Lent. He goes on to point out that repent means far more than self-pity or futile regret over things done in the past. The word repent, he points out, comes from the Greek word metanoia, which means change of heart. So to repent is to be renewed or to be transformed. Not just to feel guilty, you know, it's to be go from being a caterpillar to being a butterfly. That's the idea. Archbishop Andrew Rymarenko said that at Theophany we heard the words of St. John the Baptist, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand," and so begins a new academy, the great Lenten Triodion, which will reveal to us the laws of life and the laws of our heart, which we need so much. Let us therefore strive to fill our hearts with everything the Holy Church now gives us. So Archbishop Andrew calls the Lenten Triodion an academy. It's kind of like you'd go to a seminar, you know, for a month-long intensive, you know, to learn special skills for your job or something. Well, in this case, every year the church gives us Great Lent for that purpose. I'm sure we've all seen the preview or trailer for some new movie. In fact, you can't avoid it. If you go to the movies, you have to endure sometimes 30 minutes of trailers and previews. But of course, these give us a glimpse of what to expect, you know, coming attractions. In much the same way, the Gospel today provides us with a preview of the Lenten season. And yet it provides us with the key to experiencing that spiritual transformation that brings us more deeply into the kingdom of heaven. And that key is all about the disposition of the heart. And that disposition must be the humble recognition that we are not yet fully united to Christ. We have not yet achieved perfection, and we are all in need of God's merciful help in order to fulfill all that He's called us to. As Bishop Callistos Ware rightly observes, the fault of the Pharisee is that he has no desire to change his outlook. He is complacent, self-satisfied, and so he allows no place for God to act within him. The publican, on the other hand, truly longs for a change of mind and heart. He is self-dissatisfied, poor in spirit. And where there is this saving self-dissatisfaction, then there's room for God to act. Sometimes I've heard the image of, if you have a cup that's completely full, then there's nothing else that can be poured into the cup. It's just going to spill out. But if the cup has been emptied, then it's ready to receive, you know, something new. And so in a way, we are supposed to sort of empty ourselves of our worldly cares and so on, ask God to, you know, come into us. The Holy Fathers have compared the season of Lent also to the exile of the people of Israel experienced when they were taken captive by the Babylonians. As it says in the Lenten Psalm, "By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion." And the psalm goes on to where the captors, the Babylonians, say to the Israelites, "So sing us some songs. Sing us some of those great songs you guys like to sing." And they didn't feel like it because they were sad. They were in exile, you know. They said, "No, how can we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? You know, we get lost. You've already taken us captive, so we're not singing today." In a similar way, all Orthodox Christians too live in exile in this world, longing to return to our true home, which really is in heaven. And while it might seem to be a dreary and tedious exercise to have to endure 6 weeks of fasting and prayer, nevertheless, our souls and spirits rejoice in the spiritual renewal and transformation that is accessible to us. It's also been said that, you know, there's 365 days in the year, Lent's, you know, 36 days or 40 days, however you look at it, and that's about one-tenth, you know, and we're, you know, there's this idea of tithing 10% of your resources, you know, to God. And so in a way, Lent is like a tithe. It's like an offering to God, like a tenth part of our time. And so today's gospel also provides a very important image for us of the right relation to God that we must have in order to be justified. that is to say, forgiven and to be set right with God. The problem with the Pharisee was not that he fasted and prayed or gave tithes and practiced a righteous way of life, but as St. Theophylact says, the problem was that he attributes this accomplishment to himself as something done by his own strength. How can a man who knows that what he has received from God, compare himself to other men unfavorably and judge them? For certainly if a man believed that he had received as a gift good things that in truth belong to God, then he would not despise other men. The Pharisee is proud, ascribing his deeds to his own strength, and that is why he proceeds to condemn others. I mean, obviously, any good work that we do is, you know, God is really responsible for it. He's the one that gives us the health and the strength even to do a good work. And obviously, if we were sick and laying in bed and couldn't get up, we couldn't do too much good works, right? So we always should give thanks to God for everything. The publican, on the other hand, is the Pharisee's exact opposite in every regard, in his demeanor, in his words, and in his compunction of heart. He was ashamed to lift up his eyes to heaven, for he considered his eyes unworthy of heavenly vision, because they had desired earthly things. And he smote himself upon the breast, striking his heart, as it were, because of its evil designs, and awakening it, because it had been sleeping. And the publican said no other words than, God be merciful to me, a sinner. And of course, this is the famous Jesus prayer, which is the essence of prayer. Books have been written about the Jesus prayer. You know, there's great elders and people traveled great distances to go learn from them about the Jesus prayer. And a rational person would say, well, what's to learn? It's in six words. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. You know, and it's, yeah, the prayer is easy, but the practice of it is very challenging, because we tend to get distracted and we don't really pray in the right way. You know, it's not about the words of the prayer so much. It's what it involves, and it's the soul practice. So this prayer of the publican really is the Jesus prayer, because he's sort of throwing himself on God's mercy and asking God to have mercy upon him. St. Cyril of Alexandria notes that the Pharisee forgets that he is speaking to God, who knows all things. Instead, he should have awaited the decree of the judge. None of those skilled in the practice of wrestling ever crowns himself, nor does any man receive the crown of himself, but awaits the summons of the judge of the contest. We can see that the Pharisee tries to take God's place and declare himself to be righteous, whereas the publican humbled himself and waited for God's mercy to justify him. So the Pharisee basically, you know, as it were, was like an athlete who was competing in a competition like the Olympics or something, and instead of, you know, patiently waiting for the score and to see who would win, he just marched up and grabbed the sheet off the judge's table and said, I'm the winner, you know. And of course, that's how sometimes people look at God. They don't wait until the judge, you know, pronounces whether or not the person has won. And the truth is, if somebody did that in the Olympics, they would be disqualified. You know, they wouldn't count. They wouldn't get the gold medal. They would just be stripped of that. So they really have to wait and see who really won the contest. So every time before receiving Holy Communion, we acknowledge that the Lord came to save sinners, of whom I am chief. So brothers and sisters, let us imitate the humble publican and pray that the Lord will have mercy upon us, that we too may be forgiven and go down to our house with God's great blessing. Glory be to our God.